Hey there, Let's Couples Talk fam. It's your girl Lovey and
Leslie.
Misses. Yep. Y'all already know.
Yeah.
The wife is here.
Hey y'all.
And we're on to episode 7 of the Let's Couples Talk podcast season.
All right.
Lucky number 7.
Get it.
Right, and we're switching it up in this episode, babe. Doing it up. A little different.
Fluid. All right.
Yeah, you know
what
us.
You got?
You know us.
I do. We rolls with it.
So what I was thinking, or what I am thinking.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Is that we're going to do some questions and answers.
Q&A.
Yeah. A little get to know me better. A little on the spot. Okay. Because I just pulled this up on lesbiancouplesinstitute.com.
Okay. Lesbian Couples Institute.
Right. .com. I have to give, you know, credit or the reference.
Of course. Yes.
And I thought that it would be really interesting to get into something like this with you.
Of course, let's go.
Right, we haven't pre-seen anything, you know.
I don't know what you talking about.
Have any answers or anything? So, as I said, on the spot.
You know, all right. Babe.
So, yeah. Welcome to episode number 7, y'all. Q&A with the missus.
Oh, let's go.
So it's just about 20 questions.
All
right. Easy for you, sure.
Easy. You know I'm an open book.
Yep. Brilliant, too. And congrats on your promotion, babe.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you, babe.
Good for you.
Thank you for the love, support.
Of course. You have been putting in that work, you know.
Still. But most importantly, I'm happy I had this one to share with you. Mm-hmm. I usually do these on my own, which, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Single life.
But yeah, no more. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful to have this one to share with you.
Aww.
Yeah.
Amazeballs.
Yay.
So... let's get into
let's
it.
Let's go. What you got?
Who's been your biggest lesbian celebrity crush?
Ooh, biggest
straight up
lesbian celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm. What about Samira Wiley from Orange is the New Black? Do you know her?
Which one is that?
She was Pussy Washington who got killed.
She was cute. Oh, I don't think I had a crush on her though. Because I'm bigger than her. So I don't think I had a crush on her.
Right.
All right. I see where you're going with this.
Right. I'm trying to help.
Yeah. Because that's not an easy one for me.
What about, okay, Ellen, for you then? I think that would have been around your time.
I would have had a crush on an Ellen-like person.
Jodie Foster. What about her?
Oh, yeah.
Those Silence are people I can help
Lambs.
You with.
Okay, thank you. So now you're talking about Steve. All right, so Silence of the Lambs, Jodie could get.
Jane Lynch.
Mm. Oh, no. Big funny lady. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she funny.
She funny really as hell. Funny, I love her. I'd kick it with her. That'd be my dog.
Right.
But as far as a crush, I didn't ever grow up thinking I could crush on women.
Okay, and in your adult life, being out, you still... You know, had the opportunity to have a crush. Like, that's what you're saying on a celebrity.
On an actual lesbian celebrity. No. I've not. Mm-mm. I was too busy in the realistic here and now to be fantasizing about somebody I can't never touch. I needed to touch something. So I'm looking in my backyard. You know? I'm just new out here. And so where do you think I'm going to look? My crushes need to be live and in color. Scratch and sniff.
Okay. I get you. I feel you.
All right. Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, I would definitely have Samira.
Okay.
Yeah, she is fine, in my opinion.
Okay.
I like Ellen DeGeneres' style.
Right.
Her dress and stuff. So that is what I would say I crush on. The way she dresses and how she carries herself presents confidently. And feminine. She has been doing it for a minute, right?
And she's still feminine with
And she looks good.
Right. And she's comfortable in that.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I like that. That's
so,
sexy.
For sure.
Yeah, I'll give you that too.
She can get an eye. All
right.
Ruby Rose.
Ah, yeah.
Right.
Beautiful.
She is, yes.
Super beautiful.
And very sexy.
Oh, yes.
To
ultra
me.
Sexy. Yes.
I know. And she plays the femme and
androgynous.
Right, role. Yeah, really well. Just, she could switch it up and still look fly either way. So
very, very, very fluid.
I love, love, love that.
Love Ruby Rose.
About
her. And I know I don't want to do no injustice to my sisters because I just can't call y'all names right now. But y'all know who you are.
Okay. Janelle Monáe too. I mean, she out.
Okay, wait.
But she's still under the umbrella.
Okay. All right, pause.
She could definitely get it. Mm-hmm. For sure.
So I didn't even know she was gay until like a couple years ago.
Which is when she came out.
Right.
Like, just
she came out, I was like, you know what? She's serving it. She's serving it. Honey, if I had to have a crush, I would say yes, Janelle Monáe all day. That's that pretty little thing. Oh.
All right. Cool.
Yum. Mm.
Next.
Yes.
Question two. What is one thing you hope I really see and understand about you? Look at that switch up.
Right?
My celebrity crush.
I got it.
Too.
My imperfections.
Nice.
And?
For me,
yeah,
my culture and where I'm from,
and
what it means to me.
Right, I haven't scratched the surface of that yet.
No,
I know,
but you're barely getting there.
I'm
enjoying,
because you know what, so much is gonna make sense to me when I step foot off that plane.
Right.
I already know.
Right.
When I touch
it's all
soil,
gonna add up. Yeah.
It's something it's like
folks
in
who
my
have
head.
Been can tell you. Yeah.
It's
right.
Stuff in my hair right now.
Everything you hear about Trinidad and when you get there, it's a good time.
And after knowing you first.
Yeah.
Lord, I can't wait to get there.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, three. Where were you? And what went through your mind when you found out that the Supreme Court declared same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states on June 26, 2015?
Oh, shit.
Good question.
That's,
I like.
Right. That was literally what I thought. Oh, shit. We can do this for
you.
Real.
Answering.
Yeah. That's what I thought. And I remember, when was it, 2015?
Yeah.
What was the date?
June 26.
So, summer 2015, that's like 5 years ago, almost 5 years ago. Wow. So, I was partying hard right then. So, but I was really starting to explore the community, but I wasn't fully out yet. But I was like, oh shit, this is real. Like, that's when it came clear to me.
Right.
I don't have to live no other way but the way I want to live.
Yeah.
That shit was incredible. I think I posted it to Facebook.
Yeah.
Too. It was, because I was sitting right here because I saw it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing it all day. Everybody was organizing. It was just, but I was alone.
A very much talked about worldwide moment.
Really?
Because for me, when I heard it, which would have been like on news and social media and stuff in Trinidad, it was like, wow, that was my reaction. And then I kind of felt sad and envious, I guess, or, you know, just upset that my country hadn't even scratched the surface of what that would mean
Yeah.
around Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
you know, we are this big.
Right. But maybe that's why it took so long, because y'all so small.
So maybe, but it's more than that. Yeah. You know, it will take the culture changing. Right. It will take church and state separating.
Yeah.
So it will take a lot of things, you know.
And it takes the influence of other countries saying, hey, look where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very political.
So they have...
They have to follow a lead almost.
Mm-hmm. Something to work with. Right, right.
Yeah, because when you explained mm-hmm. to me that Trinidad and Tobago was much like the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
how y'all were developed.
And, right.
You know, because I'm thinking Trinidad and Tobago, little tiny third world country, mm-hmm. underdeveloped.
Right.
I didn't understand that until you pointed it out to
mm-hmm.
me. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
So when you said that y'all were socially not ready to accept gay culture mm-hmm. or lesbians or
not on a whole like,
not as a
like this
a, yeah,
you know was
like the
in
US
2015
was
so.
That opened my eyes to the differences between us and y'all
right.
but y'all look like us
mm-hmm.
you know
mm-hmm.
so it was interesting
okay mm. So number four what's one thing I do sexually that you really like? Open forum, you said. So,
you a tranny, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
Way. So, y'all like
Ginny,
to. Y'all can dance, right?
Mm? Yeah.
Y'all can dance, right?
Wine, babe.
I'm getting there. Y'all know how to wind it. I know I'm saying it wrong. I know it's bad. Y'all know how to wind it.
Yeah.
Wine, as you explain.
Mm-hmm. You don't need a D in there.
I know.
Good.
I know.
Get it.
But when you twerking, honey. Them's good times.
Right, right. Okay. So you like how I shake it, babe?
I like how you shake it, babe.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right for me, oh my god,
mm-hmm.
I did not know this was on here.
Right.
So I have to share, be honest.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I'll be willing to say on here
mm.
is how you speak to me
mm.
and what you say to me
mm.
is gotcha. Everything.
True.
And it's always the right thing at the right fucking time.
True.
So that is one thing that I scratch like, let's put love,
okay,
adore,
okay, okay.
appreciate, I'm grateful for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Lush it. Okay, number five. When did you first know you liked girls?
When did I first dress out for PE?
Word, babe.
Straight up. I'm like, oh, that's what's
right,
happening.
Right. Boobs.
And then shortly after that, I discovered Penthouse and Hustler. And...
These are magazines?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
They sound familiar to me, but
yeah.
I'm just trying to, you know,
yeah.
be sure that
yeah.
we on the same page.
We are.
All right, babe. Cool.
Yeah.
So you were eyeing the girls.
Yeah.
Been a minute showers. Since you've been eyeing the girls.
Because Manny made the rule where you had to dress all the way down.
Right.
And I'm like...
So this was like what age for you?
Because
you're
like
saying...
Six, seven.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Because like, I was already developed. Unfortunately. But I was big, so...
Right.
When I finally got to see somebody other than my mama, ugh. You know, it was just like, wow, look at the variety.
Okay.
All the different shapes and sizes.
Eiffel.
It was a lot. It was highly distracting.
Eye candy everywhere. I'm probably not some eye candy, but
Jim.
Whatever.
Yeah. What about you?
Huh. That's kind of a tough one for me. because, like, to know, to answer the question, mm-hmm. you know, specifically, when did I know?
Mm-hmm.
It would be, like, into my teen mm-hmm. years.
Okay.
But prior to that, I, you know, recall seeing girls or being around girls and being like, oh, she's pretty,
mm-hmm.
but with an extra something in me. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, not just like, oh, yeah, acknowledge you. Okay, queen, you're beautiful. Move on. Right. It was like, oh, she's pretty, whatever that was.
Okay.
If that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally makes sense.
Yeah. So to answer the question, that's how I feel, kind of like two parts about it, but still being able to answer it specifically into my teenage years.
Gotcha.
So that would have been my period.
Yeah.
Number six. What's your favorite memory of something we've done together?
Mm. Wow.
So many.
I know, right? Let me pick one.
Yeah.
That's okay. Good. So it was when we headed out for our honeymoon.
Mm.
We were on a plane. It was summer. We was fly.
Mm-hmm.
We was still riding off the high of being together. Married,
yeah,
fresh, bringing our fresh. Family together, forming it, mm-hmm. learning each other. It was just,
yeah,
I'm glad we took that time from the wedding to the honeymoon,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, to get to know each other before
Deeper.
The moon
mm-hmm.
happened. Because on the plane,
mm-hmm.
we was toasting,
right? When we bored,
yeah.
When we bought some booze.
Yeah. Toasting, mm-hmm. and it was just that moment, and then we captured it with a nice photo. But it was just like I was literally starting a new,
mm.
not a new life, but I was starting a new.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I get it.
That's like the sweetest memory, one of the ones I could think of.
Right.
Right now.
Yeah. That's sweet, babe. Yeah. Good memory. You took me back there. Thank you. I appreciate
good.
For me, when we were on Hollover Beach, of course, you know, that's one of my favorite memories to date.
I was gonna say.
But more specifically, the moment when you went back into the water that second time.
Right.
And I didn't, mm-hmm. but I was able to lay there on the sand and see you.
True.
Oh, in all your glory.
Hollover Beach is a nude beach in
right,
Miami.
In Miami, for those who don't know. And you can catch that episode in season one.
Yes, you can.
Of the Les Couples Talk podcast. So feel free to go back and look for it. That was amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
So being able to see you go there all confident and bold and... just embracing the sun, right? And letting the sun do the same to you.
Yes.
That to me was really empowering, as I think I did say in that podcast.
Yeah.
And I just loved every moment of it. So much so, till that couple, you know, tried to talk to you and stuff. And, you know, all of that. So, but that was amazing just to sit back and, you know, observe my wife doing her thing. And people just... googly-eyed and loving it.
Yeah.
And so was
that's
I.
Sweet.
So that's my moment.
My. That's awesome. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, question seven. Who was the first person you ever came out to and how did they react?
My cousin Kendra.
Hmm.
Wait. Who was it? No, it was Monique. Best friend.
Hmm.
It was mm-hmm. Monique. I think it was even over the phone because I think she had already left Jacksonville. So, but I think, no, it was Kendra. I told Monique that I liked girls, but I hadn't really mm-hmm. played on it. I'm lying. It was Monique. Because we went.
One of them.
I know, right? Because Kendra was when I officially came out. My cousin was when I officially said, hey. World, I'm gay,
mm-hmm.
deal with it, give a fuck. I'm finna live my best life right now.
Yeah.
That's when I told Kendra. But for Monique, I grew up with her, so she know me from way back. So I told her when we went to Jamaica. Hedonism 3.
My nails were loose.
It was no other way but to be like, listen.
This is a moment.
I'm hooking up with right. her. So,
guess what?
So that's what right. happened. So, yeah, it would have been my best friend.
Okay. Cool. I honestly, I don't recall. Yeah. Like, was the first person I came out to. I don't even know. Because I was just kind of doing my thing and not giving a fuck.
Right.
But probably like it would be between my sisters or my mom or something who would have asked because they saw things different. They saw a different person and, you know, people probably were talking. Not probably, they were. So, you know, stuff like that alluded to them to ask me certain questions. But
kind of like your dad.
Right. But he came saw things. Well, I mean, late saying, on.
But people saw things which prompted them to maybe inquire.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I get you.
That's, mine. Number 8.
Yeah.
What big dream do you most want to pursue?
I would have said travel, but I think that's just a given now.
Right? Everybody travels.
Everybody travels. ask again.
Sure. What big dream do you most want to pursue?
Big dream. I think owning a business. Would you? Aww.
Yeah.
My partner.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about.
In it for life.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I like it.
Yeah. That's it. You.
Yeah. That's definitely on my list. Mm-hmm. But for now, because I kind of have this as a short term but a long term to continue my education.
Oh yes.
Do my master's.
Absolutely.
So
gotcha.
I have all right. that, you know, as the next good thing I wanna solid get into.
Goals.
Yeah, babe. Of course.
You gotta do that.
Checking them off one by one.
I mean, I'm just trying to say.
Right.
So I would do.
Okay, number 9. How do I hinder the dreamer in you? Oh, for this question, I would have said, do I?
Hell yeah, no.
Because,
no.
Fuck this question.
You adding to this wealth I got.
That's what I'm saying.
Spiritually, it's emotionally, physically.
Good vibe.
No, the you connectivity don't
and love and respect and everything is real and mutual. So
that question sounds crazy.
Moving on, that's not for us.
we can do that.
Yep, that's my podcast, babe.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever been the victim, number 10, of homophobia?
Probably
tell
so.
Tell me what happened.
Probably
if you
so,
can
all the time.
But like something specific?
At work. Stuff happens at work, and it before we became a more diverse and, you know, aware company, it was some things that I think happened, but sadly enough, it happened more from my own people than anything, which was disappointing in my career field, right? So how I dealt with it was as professionally as I could, because there was no diversity program back then that I'm aware of. So,
right.
Which is really to either be passive aggressive or ignore it. And a passive aggressive me is just going to be more of that they seem to not like or be comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that to you in a minute.
I know. It's quarantine, man.
So good going. Thanks, COVID, I guess.
And all right.
Anywho.
So, yeah, my dress, that messes with people.
For me, I don't really have a victim of homophobia story, really. But, like, I would just say for persons who decided to stop speaking to me or interacting right. with me or whatever because I am now
that.
Gay, lesbian, or, you know, queer, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
That's what I would say is probably they being
that's
homophobic
what I'm trying to
toward
say.
Me. Yeah. You know?
That's about all I got.
For silly reasons.
Right.
11. What do you like best about me?
Oh, I'm going to say your voice. I love mm-hmm. your voice. I like the way you string together your sentences, not because of how they sound, but because they're intelligent. Mm. And you put thought into that. So I think what I'm saying is your brain.
No.
You know, you're not by no stretch of any imagination, stupid, dumb, slow, nothing.
Right.
I just like the way I'm learning your mind works. Mm. That shit. You know me.
Sapio
shit. That shit sexy as hell. So.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's why I like
it. Oh, I love it when the alignment keeps showing up. Mm. All right. For me, what I like best about you is your tenderness.
No. You know, I'm a heavy-handed girl.
Yeah, but the sap in you or the softer side of you,
yeah,
you know,
okay,
that
good.
Tender side, it's very touching and pleasing. So
good.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
To balance me out, too, you know.
Yeah. Because you have to check.
Rough around the edges sometimes. Anywho, number 12.
Right.
What was the first lesbian-themed movie you ever watched and how did it impact you?
What's the name of it? Oh, my gosh. Just because you asking me about it. It was this dark-skinned girl. Oh, my gosh. I can't call the name of it. It's a unique name. But dark-skinned girl, and she was discovering that she was gay, and she had a friend who her mother was cool with her hanging with because mm-hmm. the girl and her had things in common or whatever, went to the same school or something. And the girl seemed to have the same kind of attraction mm-hmm. that this girl had. And so but she didn't. She was kind of just using the girl.
Mm-hmm.
For the services of a lesbian, if you will. But anyway, it was a real coming of age story.
Right,
but it was
right,
the first time I'd seen a lesbian movie like that. And it was pretty powerful.
Right, right.
So that one affected me deeply because she was awkward. Mm-hmm. I felt awkward. I didn't know how to talk to girls.
To
oh, my
character.
Gosh. Yeah, and mm-hmm. then the letdown and the hurt that she...
right.
Oh, I can't think of the name of it. I can't. I have to remember it. I can't call it. Okay. I'm terrible at names, I told you.
I know. Maybe you might remember it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It'll come to you soon.
Yeah.
For me, this one I looked at named Blue is the Warmest Color.
Mm.
It's a French-based movie,
you
and
told
I told you that,
this.
Yes, you need to get into that. I've looked at it many times. But that was, like, the first movie that a lesbian-based movie that I've looked at and really...
Pariah. Sorry.
Oh, you remember?
Yes.
What was it?
Oh, sorry. You Pariah. Ahead. I knew it was something like that. Pariah was
okay,
the movie name.
Never
I'm so
heard
sorry.
Of.
Yeah. Go
okay.
ahead. Continue.
Now you're fine. Yeah. Everything about our movie, but I don't want to speak too much on it because you still need
it.
To see it.
Yeah.
But everything about it and how this story
how
played out. And in the end, it was like my expectations were that it would live happily ever after.
Oh.
And that didn't happen. So it was a heartbreak for me as well as, I guess, the character in the movie. But
yeah.
I was really looking forward to that and how they played and strung us along in the movie. I was like, in the end, they're happy, but, you
know.
One
of those.
I'll stop
okay.
there. Okay.
Right, cool.
Moving on. We're almost there.
She gonna do all 20.
We might have to skip a couple more. Who knows? Anyway, so where are we? We are at question 13.
Mm.
Will you please tell me about your first lesbian role model, if you had one?
I would say a lesbian role model would be Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Just because She was so unapologetic. And she liked it. But I mean, she stood in it at a time where so many people didn't want her to. And it was admirable.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, a lesbian role model, no, I would say Audre Lorde.
Oh, yes.
Because I love
her
poetry. Mm. And
I'm missing seen a whole...
her videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And everything that she has spoken on and connected to. So have I. And, you know, it really relatable. And she's powerful. And that's a fucking role model.
Yeah.
In the midst of everything that they were experiencing. You know, she was still being her best self. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Very good.
Next one.
Mm-hmm.
14.
Okay.
If we could travel anywhere in the world together, where would it be and why?
Spain, because it's beautiful.
So are we. Facts. So are we.
Yeah.
Okay. Short and
Spain,
sweet.
Italy, something like that.
Yeah.
Sexy place.
I know. I was thinking France. You know, Paris.
Or something like the French Polynesian Islands or something. Because, you know, I like my beaches.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, Italy, Spain, they got different.
Right. So, yeah, you know, something romantic, extra romantic, but corny romantic, same way, but.
Yeah. Because I got to go see where the people live. I'm going back there.
I have my corny moments, so why the fuck not?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yes.
15. Mm-hmm. What's been your biggest fear about being lesbian, bi, or queer, or however you identify?
My parents would reject me.
Mm.
They have not.
No, of course not. Biggest supporters.
Yeah. They're my biggest
shout
fans.
Out to Mr. and Mrs. Quarterman. Yes. And happy birthday to Mr. Quarterman.
It's my dad's birthday.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. So,
Frank.
That's it.
Mr. Frank to you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right. Okay. My biggest fear. I think at first when I had my prior, it would have been like people looking at us in a weird way.
I know what you mean. Like that disapproving, shameful.
Right, staring.
Right.
Disapproving. How dare you?
Yeah.
That's dirty.
Yeah,
kind of.
Like you ain't nothing because you doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Utter
so
disgust.
For me,
I
didn't like that at all.
See,
and so the fear of that made me, you know, like wonder what more would come next.
Right.
Like you look at me like that and then that could mean, you know, pain for me, death.
Right.
Who knows? I'm just saying.
It could be extreme as that.
Because I can breathe hate. People, That's what homophobia is about. So, yeah, that's what it would have been for me.
Gotcha.
16.
Yeah.
How do you most aspire to be as a partner to me?
I most aspire to be truthful, have integrity. Because everything else comes after that.
Your word is your bond.
That's it.
Fox.
Fuck it.
Those vows.
Man.
Ooh.
That's why I only said them to your ass.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason.
Weird.
Mm.
Okay.
Right back at you, honey. What you got?
I must aspire to continue keeping it real.
Yeah.
Right, babe? Because I think in communicating and doing that plain, simple, basic stuff.
No.
We have everything else covered.
Keep it real.
Yes. And from that will come honesty. From that will come my truth, your truth, love.
It's been working thus far.
Right. So keep the flames going.
As is.
Right. 17. What do you remember about the first time you had sex with a woman?
Ooh, child. I remember the softness of it. Of everything. Ooh, it was just like what I saw in the girls' gym at dress out. Everything looked just like it felt. Yeah. Everything felt like it looked. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But it was just the softness of that first feminine interaction.
Yeah.
It was amazeballs.
Mm.
Good. It was super, 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 super.
See, I told you I love your tenderness. I know that what you related to, so I'm not like bullshitting you.
Cutting the yard now.
Moving on.
Anyway.
For me, what I remember was...
she blushed.
The pleasure and the... after effects of the pleasure.
Right.
I was surprised by that. I just, you know,
well,
that
was satisfying.
And of course,
yeah.
Very pleasurable.
Yeah.
I kind of altered this world kind of pleasurable. And it was like, whoa.
Yeah, I remember you.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
Right. I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't expect that. That.
Right. All right.
Moving right along. if you could hit the rewind button, what part of your life would you want to change?
Oh, shit. None of it. It's been dope. I got no regrets.
Yeah.
If I could hit the rewind, but I'd probably fix my credit sooner.
Real talk.
Real talk. I wouldn't have
That's
took that second
shit, though.
Student loan out. Straight up.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That, honestly, that's what... I have zero regrets about anything I did. Like, I'm still standing on that.
Right.
I had a great
you
life.
You always say that.
I've had a great life. And I've done things to make sure that I continue to have a great life.
Of
so,
course.
I don't right. know, right? I just... even my mistakes was dope.
Yeah, that's your lessons. You
the
know?
Night I slept in my car... and I had a place to stay. But, you know, I had to learn something that night.
Right.
I ain't got no regrets about none of that. Even when I had to knock that nigga out, I ain't got no regrets.
You gotta do what you gotta do, babe.
Shit. What about you?
If I could hit the rewind button on anything, let me just also say I don't have regrets, really.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wish I'd done things differently, but I don't regret what I did. If
right.
that...
You
don't
right. Yeah. You don't regret the actual.
No,
event.
I was just like, maybe I should have.
Oh, we all do that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's what helped you grow.
Right, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. But if I could hit the rewind button, I would have done my education first.
Right. Instead of.
Instead of having my kid first.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, because then I had her, and then. Oh, I was in school, then I had to, you know,
it's
yeah,
still a
stop,
thing you gotta
and then
do.
Continue after she was, you know, at an age where it was good enough for me to be out there and go back to school and stuff. But, yeah, I would have just reversed those two.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. All right. See, I told you we would
almost
get you this
started.
Pretty quickly.
It wasn't that bad.
Two more.
All right.
How... did you come out to your family?
By accident.
Were you outed?
No.
Oh, right. Because I'm like...
they came to visit when they wasn't supposed to come to visit and stay.
Oops.
So, I had a guest that night.
Knock, knock, knock.
Here
the
they come.
At the door. And you having a good time with...
having a good time with a prior. Girl, kicking it. So it happened by accident. I was not ready, but I had literally been thinking about that moment, what it would feel like, what I would say, what happens if they reject me, what if, you know, it goes all the way wrong. You know, I it all came crashing into a single solitary moment, and it's like, you do this or you lie.
Right.
And I did both. I lied first.
You gave half.
truth. I went to sleep, mm-hmm. and then I woke up and I told him the truth. And that was the most liberating day of my life.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. It worked out well, yeah. You know.
I mean, it's perfect.
No. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Got to.
They love you.
I love them too. They're so sweet. For me, I'll definitely say that I would more remember like my conversation with my mom and my dad more than like friends or siblings or whatever. But with them, it was just like they asked. They asked the right questions, and so I answered accordingly, right?
Right.
So that's what worked for me and for us then. And yeah.
I get it.
Good. And so, question 20, wrapping up. What do you want our legacy as a couple to be?
I want our legacy to be them some bad bitches right there. Like, that's going to automatically happen.
Yeah.
It's happening.
It's. Is already, I was about to say.
Striking couple. Mm-hmm. So, but no, our legacy, like if we lay the right foundations and do the right things and, you know, set our goals and execute.
As we've been doing.
I don't mean leave it in a financial way, but I mean leave it in a financial way.
Of course.
Right? You know, get on something. So, whatever we do that benefits our family. Mm-hmm. I want that legacy to be built on something that's going to be sturdy, withstand time, and, you know, people will say our names about that thing for
a lifetime,
you know, to generations come. To come. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that means yet, but I want our legacy to be felt that way.
Mm-hmm. I like it. For me, I want our legacy to continue because the name Archer is super bold and means so many things in so many ways. Quarterman on its own is a super celebrity freaking name, right. Right? And so the combination of our two names. Mm-hmm. To me, is already a legacy because when it's said, Archer when it's Quarterman. Heard, yes, when it's written, it's
a mouthful,
right?
It's a handful.
It gives off that vibe, and the legacy is already being built there.
Agreed.
And the fact that our daughter has mentioned that she wants to have them added to hers, it's like. Okay. And so the legacy can continue through her. And especially when we get our business booming and then we could probably pass that on, keep that name going.
Yeah. Hence the legacy prevails.
Generation to generation, as we said.
Yes.
So yeah.
There it is.
Q&A with the missus.
Hey, good job.
Well done. Yeah.
20 questions, we did it. For the page.
Right. Hope y'all enjoy. Get to know us a little better. We got to know
fun.
Each other a little better. Yeah, do something different. Yeah, switch it up, right? I like it.
Yes.
COVID vibe already boring. Let's
Q&A it
give
up.
Give you something to enjoy.
We didn't have wine on this one, y'all.
Right? Look at
that's
us.
Just all
So, yeah. Thanks, y'all, for listening and for tuning in. Thank you for hitting me up. And engaging in the conversation. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. And as I like to say at the end of each episode, keep doing and being who you are authentically. The right people will eventually see. You'll know where to find me on all social media platforms. Peace and love.
Bye. Bye.